The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. Most of us have heard of Whiskey Galore, the novel by Sir Compton Mackenzie, later made into a highly successful film. It's about a ship with a cargo of whiskey which is wrecked on a small Scottish island, and how the locals seized upon this unexpected manna from heaven for their own use. It was published in 1947 and based on a real-life similar incident during the Second World War. But it's interesting to speculate that it might also have been inspired by a real-life incident on the Isle of Man 146 years ago, when it was more a case of Guinness galore. It was on Friday, July the 14th, 1871, that the steamer Countess of Eglinton went on the rocks at Dreswick Point on Langness in thick fog. Passengers and crew were able to get ashore by way of a gangway extended from the badly damaged ship, but a live cargo of cattle and sheep was lost. But also pitched into the sea and left to float ashore were 70 barrels, each holding 210 gallons or 954 litres of porter. As the Countess of Eglinton was on passage from Dublin to Douglas, you could read for porter Guinness. People rushed to the scene. There were always free pickings at a shipwreck, but nobody expected these to be a load of free drink, and this led to what contemporary Manx newspaper reports described as shocking and disgraceful scenes. The barrels of Guinness survived the wreck and many were washed up intact. Life was hard for most people in the island back then, and their only solace could be found in drink. So people rushed to Langness to join what became a big free party. They broached the barrels and drank their fill, and beyond it. It became a drunken orgy, and the island's newspapers reported that there were shockingly disorderly scenes. It was during all this that the single human fatality in the wreck of the Countess of Eglinton occurred. A man from Castletown drank so much that he passed out in a gully in the rocks and drowned in the rising tide. It was quite some time before anybody noticed his body. Meanwhile, some barrels of Guinness had been damaged in the wreck, and they sent a huge black stain out to sea, poisoning dozens of fish, which small boys scooped up and carried away with them. Naturally, the newspapers demanded to know how it could have been allowed to happen. There should have been police officers on the scene to ensure protection for the cargo in the interests of the Lloyd's agent on the island. But there were only two officers present, and they were unable to keep order by themselves. Meanwhile, there was more shame for the Manx people. The 40 passengers, men and women, wet and cold and distressed, without all their personal belongings, were taken to Douglas. But there nobody offered them shelter or aid. They had to huddle together for warmth in the customs house until they could board another ship and continue their journey. Finally, the magisterial so-called Dictionary of Shipwrecks off the Isle of Man, compiled by Adrian Corkill, gives a full account of the disaster, and I have to acknowledge that he says the drink involved was not porter, but port, something quite different from Guinness. Now, Adrian's research is impeccable, but the newspaper accounts say quite definitely that it was porter on passage from Dublin, and I would always back a journalist when it comes to telling the difference between drinks. Also, the ship went aground in fog, not in rough seas. Therefore, it wasn't a case of any port in a storm.